T1FCU gives you the freedom of control. Lost or stolen debit card? You have the control to stop fraud in its tracks by turning off your card from your smartphone. Traveling? Limit usage based on your location. Set up notifications and receive instant transaction and spending alerts. It's time to take control of your debit card with Mobi Money included with your checking account. Only at P1FCU. P1FCU. Your community. Your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back, coming to you from Highland Stadium. Chris Chapburn and Dick Moser doing the stats for us tonight as we have reached the end of the first quarter, and a long first quarter it was, as numerous penalties and the Bulldogs with some big drives. And right now, looking at what would be about a first down and 18 as the chain gang is headed to the other way. One thing's for sure, out here in the west side of the state, nobody's in too big of a hurry to do anything. The chain gang is just walking like, you know, whatever. You know, I guess we'll get there when we get there. The Evergreen players wander on and off the field as if they were dazed. And they couldn't get off the field in time, and it cost them a chance to stop the Bulldogs. So Evergreen is out and ready to go. Bulldogs still huddling with Coach Steelbar on the far side as we get set for the second quarter of action. First down and 17 for Sandpoint. Ball at the 21-yard line. Bulldogs had 104 yards rushing, 137 yards passing for 241 total yards of offense in that first quarter. And now they're going for more. Elijah Larson, touchdown. One play into the second quarter, Bulldog throw it for a 21-yard touchdown pass. Jackson Pettit to Elijah Larson. So Larson's got two touchdowns passing. Niemela's got two touchdowns passing. The Bulldogs are already up 27-0. And I guess the question we must ask now is, how early in the game do they start the mercy rule here in Washington? As this Evergreen team is just a tad overmatched. Extra point is up, and it is good. Bulldogs lead it 28-0. And we'll tell you that this scoring update brought to you by Ivano's Restaurante, Bulldog owned and operated for over 30 years and a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports. So we'll do a quick check on the out-of-town scoreboard and see if there's any action that we can report. And so far, we cannot report any action, as it looks to me like there is still no score, at least no score reported, between Lakeland and Moscow from Lakeland tonight. So Bulldogs getting set to kick it away. Dylan Peterson, whose leg must be getting tired by now after all the extra points and kickoffs he's put in a quarter in 3 seconds of action. We know this for sure. This will not be the last time we'll see these Bulldogs on the field. We just don't know the circumstances, whether it will be next Monday or next Friday or where any of that action may take place. So Peterson's kick is going to be taken at about the 13-yard line on the near side, right up the middle with the return to the 30. And Keno Sand gets it out to the 31-yard line. And that's where the Evergreen Wolverine offense will take control. And they huddle up. Their quarterback is Wayne Miller. He is a senior. Excuse me, it is Spencer Brown. I'm sorry. Yeah, Spencer Brown. So Brown, number 5, is the quarterback. Brown, he's got one running back standing right beside him this time, and that is a number that I don't believe I have on my roster. Number 33, they send a man in motion. They fake the handoff. They hand it up the middle. It's a pretty good carry for Evergreen. They're going to get 4 out of it to the 35-yard line. Looks like it's number 23, maybe. Quentin West with the run. So in the huddle they come, talking it over, up to the line, right at the 30. Brown waiting the snap, man in motion. They fake the handoff. No, they do give it to the guy on the end around. He gets thrown backwards. He's still on his feet. Now he's hammered down even further back. So before they gained on first down, they're going to lose on second down. And it's going to be third down and 10 from the 31-yard line. Clock continues to run. The ball carrier that time, Rico Jerez Sosa. So third and 10. Back to the passing game likely for Spencer Brown. Brown rearranging his back in the backfield. Now a man in motion. Ball picked up and they throw it out incomplete as Brown, the shotgun snap, came to his feet. He just picked it up, turned, and hucked the ball up into the air. Didn't even really look to see where he was trying to get it to. And shockingly, it fell incomplete. So it's going to be now fourth down and 10 at the 31. And Garrett Cox is in there to return this once again punt. Cox is standing at the Bulldog 39-yard line. They've done a pretty good job, except for the play with all the penalties, of keeping it away from Cox's return efforts. But it's almost blocked and off the side of the foot. And that ball is going to go for a grand total of 9 yards net of punt. And the Bulldogs will now get it at the 41-yard line. First and 10. With 10 minutes left in this first half, and the Bulldogs cruising already 28-0. Bulldogs in the midst of laying a hurtin' on the Wolverines tonight. Garrett Cox in at tailback for this series. And the fake to Cox, and they throw it to field bar, and the flat field bar breaks a tackle. Still on his feet to the 30. He's down inside the 25 and to the 23. So that's going to be about an 18-yard gain for Sam Point. And it's all big chunks for the Bulldogs tonight, either on the run or in the air. Bulldogs have had few third downs even in this one, as they've been getting 10-plus on almost every play. Handoff up the middle. No, it's a fake as it's kept by Pettit, and Pettit's going to get down inside the 15 to the 11-yard line. So 12 more. Tricky little play there as Pettit fakes the handoff, and then he drops back like he's going to pass, and then he just tucks it up and runs, and then we got a flag at the very end of the play as one of the Wolverines is going to be called for unsportsmanlike conduct, would be my guess, as he was giving something of an earful to one of the officials. So they'll be marking that one half the distance. Dead ball foul, unsportsmanlike conduct against Evergreen. And that's going to be a mark and give the Bulldogs a first and goal. So the ball is at the 6-yard line for the Bulldogs, first and goal. Up 28-0. And once again, wow. Touchdown pass thrown to Kobe Banks. We've got another flag flying because after the player was escorted off the field, there another guy started to run on. It was 20 yards in the Bulldogs' backfield and just walking onto the field. And you can't do that. Even if you only have 10 guys, it still doesn't work. So it's going to be a touchdown. The Bulldogs will decline the illegal substitution penalty or offside, whichever you want to call it. And it'll be now 34-0 in favor of the Bulldogs, and they will be in for the extra point. So extra point forthcoming for Dylan Peterson. Snap is back. Kick is down. It is up, and it is good. Another Bulldog score. It's 35-0. We'll be back on KSBT and Rock 103 after this.
Hi, this is Lenny from 7BTV, your local authorized dish retailer. Our community is our family, and we are committed to supporting the causes that matter here in Sandpoint. That is why we are a proud supporter of the Angels Over Sandpoint Back to School program. It's just one way we're helping to make a difference right here in our own backyard. Call us at 208-263-7288 or visit us at 7btv.com to learn more about how we are supporting our community through Dish Cares.
Football season is in full swing, and the Dairy Depot has everything you need for the big game. Whether it's beer, snacks, or growlers to take home, or maybe you just want to grab a burger after a Bulldog game, the Dairy Depot on the Dover Highway in Sandpoint is your game day headquarters.
Here at KSPT and Rock 103, our awesome is Sandpoint. Washington Trust Bank wants to help you get your awesome, whether it's a new boat or a new business. Learn more at watrust.com/awesome. Washington Trust Bank, member FDIC.
And we're back on KSBT and Rock 103 as the Bulldogs will kick it off from the 45-yard line this time, as the penalty apparently being assessed on the kickoff. So Dylan Peterson in, and this is what you like to call a stat-padding game for the Bulldogs, as they are racking up some big-time numbers tonight. There's a kick that's going to be short and taken, drop at the 20, and the ball's loose, and I think the Bulldogs have it. Bulldogs have it at the 25-yard line. They'll actually give it to them at the 26. Short kick, and it went right through the hands of one of the up end. And Wyatt Marker on the recovery for the Bulldogs, who lead it 35-0 one quarter and 3 minutes in. Now I know why they send out a sheet that says security will escort your team off the field at the end of the game back to their bus. Mama. Okay, here we go, Bulldogs. About two series away from putting the second team in. Hand off Kappen. Kappen stuffed in the backfield as a flying in from his linebacker position on the near side. Number 13, Vincent Cagini, the guy who's been doing the punting, and that is a negative play for the Bulldogs. Second and 13. So second and long now for Sandpoint. Haven't said that yet. Haven't said second down much. Another hand off to Kappen. He's nearly stuffed in the backfield, but he's still on his feet at the 20. He cuts against the grain. It's a 13. He's down to the 10, and a flag flies in the middle, and we got a flag at the line of scrimmage and a flag at the 15-yard line. So we'll see what all these flags are about. Bulldogs starting to walk backwards like it's going to be against them. We've got a hold against the Bulldogs, two holds against the Bulldogs. So they'll take the one that is further back upfield. And the Bulldogs will be looking at second down and 24 all the way back to the 38-yard line. So they'll probably just throw a bomb to Christian Niemela for a touchdown on this play. 8:44 left, clock rolling. Elijah Larson in motion off to the far side. So that makes Tripp's far side. Single coverage near side on Christian Niemela. Headed back, looking, throws it to Kappen into the flat. Kappen breaks the tackle at the 30. He's still on his feet at the 20. He needs one block. He gets it at the 10, and it's going to be knocked out at the 5, and they're going to say Elijah Larson is going to be called for the blindside block, I believe. Is there flags littering the field in that area? And good thinking by Larson, but I don't even think it was necessary for Kappen, who ran it for 37 yards, but that's coming back. So instead of a first and goal, it is going to be probably just about where the they'll probably mark it back just about where, well, the Bulldogs will actually gain 6 yards on the penalty. So it's going to be second down now and about 15. So the Bulldogs in the exchange come out slightly better, but wipe away that long run from Kappen. Now Cox in. Pettit looking, throwing. He's got a man wide open. It's Niemela who slips. Gets down to the 23-yard line, so a gain of 7. And it's going to be 3rd down and 8 for the Bulldogs. So Bulldogs now. 3rd down, 7. Back. Pettit. Is going to be sacked. Pettit goes down back outside the 32. So if you're the Bulldogs, what do you do here? You're outside the 30. You're not going to punt it from here. So once again, little breakdown on protection there for the Bulldogs. They're back to the 31. So from 3rd and 7, they go to 4th and 15. So the loss of 8 on the sack. Pettit. Back to pass. Again, big rush. Throws it. It is incomplete, and it's going to be a pass interference against Evergreen. So here we'll let the officials confab again. And this game has featured so many penalties, you'd confuse it with an NFL game. So the ball is outside the 30. The pass interference is going to go against Evergreen, and that's going to mark it down for the Bulldogs to pretty much first down territory. They're going to mark it at the 16. That's the Bulldogs' first down. And so on a 4th down, a pass interference penalty, which really was unnecessary because the ball was over the head of the intended Bulldog receiver, who I believe was Kobe Banks. So they actually, it's 4th and short. They don't get the automatic first down. They come up a half yard short. So the Bulldogs just do the old quarterback sneak thing, and that sneak is good for 5 yards. So it's 1st and 10 Bulldogs now at the 12-yard line. Halfway through quarter two, Bulldogs looking to get to 40. Pettit, back to pass, looking. Now he's going to run. Now he decides to lob it up into the end zone, overshooting Christian Niemela, incomplete. It'll be 2nd down and 10. Bulldogs leading it 35-0 with now 6:37 left here in this first half of play. And this scoring update brought to you by Sun Rental, a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports since 1979. They ran everything under the sun. And, of course, it's our Mountain West Bank halftime show on the way in just a little while. There's a pass caught by Steelbar. He steps inside and into the end zone. Bulldogs now leading it 41-0. 1.5 quarters in to this contest. Wow, indeed. Bulldogs should have sent Bonners to play these guys. So, extra point coming. Snap is down. Flag fly again. And it looks like we've got an offsides against Evergreen. So, the Wolverines having trouble with just the most rudimentary parts of the football game. Lining up offsides on an extra point gives the Bulldogs a chance to kick another extra point. This one from the 1 yard line. Peterson ready to boot it away. Max Steelbar, the holder. Snap down, kick up. Kick is good. Bulldogs, 42. Evergreen, zip. We'll be back on KFPT and Rock 103 after this.
Trust Vets provides a web-based marketing opportunity that drives business to veterans in our community. This is accomplished through relationships, web directory, social media, and our Friend of Veterans program. Our website makes it easy for you to identify local veteran-owned businesses for your shopping and service needs.
In North Idaho, please support Trust Vet members like Barney Ballard and Ken Larson of North Idaho High School Aerospace and Eric Jeffries from Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. Blue Sky Broadcasting is a proud partner of Trust Vets. To find out more, go online to www.trustvets.com.
If you're a veteran or know veterans in this community, please tell them about us. Trust Vets. They've earned it. For more information, contact Rich at paletto.rich@trustvets.com and visit our website at www.trustvets.com. Thank you.
Welcome back on KSBT and Rock 103. As we bring you Bulldog football, it's KSBT, 1400 AM in Sandpoint, and Rock 103. KTPO HD2 Kootenai, available to you on 103.3, 102.9, 106.7 HD, and as always on our Rock 103 streaming app. Take Bulldog Football or Rock 103 with you wherever you go, and you can keep it standpoint related. There's another kick coming down and is going to go out of bounds this time. So penalty against the Bulldogs for the illegal procedure on the kick, and that'll set up Evergreen, whose players look beyond dejected at this particular juncture. They're onto the field. Here they come. So they'll get the ball all the way up at the 40-yard line. Or actually, they're going to give them the 35. So first and 10 for Evergreen, who still just one first down in the contest. Evergreen, yeah, I think so. They got the penalty on the first down. First down penalty early in the first quarter. Other than that, that's pretty much it. Bulldogs, the Jalapeno stat page, they are stuffing it big time here in this one. And back to pass is the quarterback. He throws it to no one in the middle of the field because he was about to be sacked as he was rolling out, as it was Will Treadway. And starting to see some new numbers out there for the Bulldogs. Right now, Peterson playing on the offensive line. Will Hurst is out there at nose tackle. Still some of the starters in there in the defensive backfield most especially. But here we go at second and 10. End around is not going anywhere. Knocked down at the 25. So nice tackle by Jake Ryan. And we've got another injury to a Wolverine as the ball carrier's down on his back at the 35-yard line. So third down and 10 forthcoming. Just check to see if there was any scoring in the contest between Lakeland and Moscow in our last break. And so far, it doesn't appear that there was any scoring. At least none reported. Almost looks like we've got the trainer down there now checking out the knee, or possibly doing a cramp stretch already. Yeah, no, she's got her hand on his calf. Yeah, it looks like they're trying to stretch him out for a cramp. Number 11 on the field, that's a player whose name does not appear on my roster. And one of the interesting things about the roster that they've got freshmen all the way up to seniors on their football roster to get to the requisite number of players that they have. But it seems to me like they've got a lot more guys on the roster than they have standing around on the sideline. So, okay, I guess it's number 60, not number 11. So, Kino San rolls out of bounds, and play will continue. They'll roll the clock here in a sec with it 4:54 remaining till halftime in the Mountain West Bank halftime show. Jared hustling off the field. So I just got an update, a barn burner going on in Lakeland tonight. It's halftime between Lakeland and Moscow, tied at 14. It's a timeout on the field as it is called by Evergreen. Bulldogs up 42-0, 4:45 left. This scoring update brought to you by the Dairy Depot. We thank Jay and Sally for coming along and helping us sponsor Bulldog Football, and Jay and all his efforts with the color commentary throughout this season, doing a spectacular job giving us insight into what's going on. We urge you to stop by the Dairy Depot and get everything that you need for football. On Sundays, they've got it there. Beer, they've got growlers, they've got chips, they've got candy, one of my favorite things. Everything you need there at the Dairy Depot, Bulldog owned and operated for sure. All right, here we go. Now after the timeout, it's Evergreen at the 35-yard line facing a third down and 10. Their quarterback is their senior, number 5, Spencer Brown. Brown, back to pass, throws, tries to throw it out to a guy in the flat. It's incomplete and frankly not even remotely. So just trying to throw a simple 5-yard hitch and the referee on the far side has a better accuracy angle. So I think they're going for it here on fourth down. Nope, they're going to go ahead and punt it away. So they'll punt it from the 35. Actually, the kick will come from about the 25-yard line. Christian Niemela back at his own 35 to receive the kick. The snap goes all the way back inside the end zone, and it's picked up and then blocked out. Oh, no, it's still loose. I think the Bulldogs are going to get a touchdown. They are. The kicker tried to kick it. It was blocked by Dylan Peterson. And then the ball, which looked like it was going to roll out of the back of the end zone for a safety, then just took a right turn. Peterson jumped on it, and it's 48-0. And if you're wondering what about the mercy rule, it's engaged. The clock is rolling with 3:35 left here in this first half. Wow. Sandpoint putting it on Evergreen, who has failed in every phase of the game imaginable so far tonight. I'm just going to surmise that this will be the last time that the Bulldogs will be coming over to this side of the state to play this Evergreen squad, because they are not ready for prime time by any stretch of the imagination. Snap back, kick up, and good. Bulldogs leading it now 49-0 with the clock rolling and just under 3 minutes left in the first half. We'll remind you that at halftime, Mountain West Bank halftime show here on KSPT. And it should be a good one. We've got our jalapeno stat page, which is filled to the brim full of Bulldog goodness tonight with their 49-0 lead. And we're going to have the interview we had last week with Bulldog basketball coach Wade Engelson. We'll replay that for you. And I believe it's an extended halftime for homecoming. It will not be a happy homecoming tonight for Evergreen. And the only question left that remains in this one is, do the Bulldogs set a record for number of points tonight? Because I'm pretty sure the Bulldogs who are up from the JV squad who made the trip still can possibly put points up here in the second half. Of course, the clock is already running, so this is going to get to halftime pretty quick here in the next few moments. Kick comes to the near side, and it is taken at the 15-yard line and then out of bounds at the 23. Jake Ryan there on the coverage, and good coverage for the Bulldogs as Evergreen, once again, just sort of ambles out away from the sideline and onto the field. Now they're getting set as Brown is going to call the play. He's looking over to the sideline like, what do you got, coach? Pretty much coach says, nothing. Let's try this. Here we go. Spencer Brown. Back to pass, rolling, being rushed, throws. It's incomplete. Hit as he was attempting to catch it. Good coverage on the far side there by Tyler Lehman. So it's going to be second down and 10. Bulldogs still with most of the first team secondary, but they've definitely gone to some of the backups on the defensive line. Peterson at the outside, first in the center of the defense, and for the Bulldogs, also in there on the D-line right now, number 63, Greg Belgard. They run pretty much up the middle and then just to the outside, gain a yard, trying that fly sweep situation again. So third down and 9, and if I were Evergreen, I'd call that a half as the clock rolls down. That is a half. Bulldogs 49-0 at halftime. We'll be back with your Mountain West Bank halftime show after this on KSPT and Rock 103.